Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Lindsey Brown and Adrian Hernandez, the Playmakers, exclusively on 1140 The Bet.
A wise person once said on Twitter, if he's listening to Juice WRLD, girl, you can't save him. And
you may be right.
It's pretty valid, I feel like. I mean, I'm a fan of Juice, and there's certainly heavy themes explored in a lot of his work, and obviously his legacy as someone who passed away very unexpectedly at a young age. Kind of cast a shadow over a lot of his stuff, because that's just, I think, what happens in those situations. I mean, we saw it happen with Kurt Cobain. We see it a lot with a lot of young artists that happen to pass away. But certainly important, because all feelings have to be explored to have a healthy, or at least some semblance of a healthy human experience. And we're searching for some semblance of that tonight from your Golden Knights, because they have not played well against the Calgary Flames. And they, being the Calgary Flames, play extremely well on home ice. And those Flames are winners of five straight games right now, Adrian. They have scored 20 goals and only surrendered 10 in that span. Most recently, comeback win over Seattle on Tuesday. They were down 3-1 heading into the third period. Sounds a little bit familiar. Matthew Tkachuk registers, I think, his second hat trick ever. Johnny Gaudreau gets to his 100th point. The Flames went 2-for-5 on the power play and was a clean slate on the kill, 2-for-2. But Jakob Markstrom was pulled. And so that's a guy who's operating with a very healthy stat line as a netminder and one of the best netminders in the league this season. It's probably between him and Freddie Anderson, and then your Igor Shesterkin's for the Vezina Trophy this year. He has a 2.19 goals against, Adrian, a 9.24 save percentage. It's almost unchanged from the last time that I've made these kind of pregame sheets that I like to have the numbers on, because those don't stick in my head very well. But he's been leading the NHL in shutouts all season. He has 9 of those. Ilya Sorokin for the Islanders is second with 6. And remember, these are the Islanders who need to play 2-1 games. The Flames are not a 2-1 game type of team. This is a team that scores a lot of goals and expects a lot from their netminders, because they're on the rush a lot, at least when they're top heavy, when they're playing their big minute guys, and they play a lot of big minutes. And so when Jakob Markstrom, being a very athletic goaltender, he's very effective in interjecting into space with his butterfly without losing his tether. His hips are really wide and the edges are slightly unanchored. So he floats atop the crease. He's very slow to gap out, and he laterally releases into saves pretty effectively. So the Golden Knights are going to not just have to get bodies in front to take away his eyes, but in those soft areas to bat away those rebounds. But he is a floodgate goalie. He can cough up several in quick succession if pressured and pestered enough. The Golden Knights are very capable of doing that if they are indeed operating with some confidence. Because this is a game that technically they can keep up in, especially now that we have some of our top guys back. But we're also playing to the bread and butter and into the hands of our opposition, who are clearly the better team this year. They lead the Pacific Division. They're 45-19-9. And as I already mentioned, a couple of these players are having career years for the Flames. Matthew Tkachuk, as of Tuesday, is 6th in the NHL scoring this season with 92 points, and is just 6 away from matching his dad's career high of 98. Like, anytime you're, you know, what, 23, 24, and you're already going to be showing up pops, you're a pretty prolific player. And that's why I think he's likely their next captain. That's who I would choose. I think a lot of people might say Johnny Gaudreau, because he's a goal scorer. He's a kind of a unique player. He's one of the best 5v5 players in the league. He's one of the most dangerous people in transition, but he's also on a free agent contract and still very streaky. I mean, this is the year that we've seen him take a step, and a lot of it has to do with Daryl Sutter being behind the bench and coaching in similar ways like Johnny Gaudreau's dad, who coached him growing up and is a collegiate coach at this juncture as well. Andrew Mangiapane character, number 88, the massive human being who's great at picking up pucks along the wall and can shoot almost 50 points, career highs for him, and is an absolute weapon on the power play. That pretty much does it for my bird's eye view of what the Flames are going to be working with tonight. Adrian, anything on the Golden Knights side that you'd like me to get into that you're a little cloudy on, or maybe looking for a little bit more clarification on?
Well, first off, I just want to press this button.
Hockey thoughts.
Yes, as we get into our VJK portion, VGK portion, I guess, you know, obviously, so these next five out of eight games to close out the season are going to be against playoff teams, and just how difficult, how many players have come back within these last couple weeks? Five, six?
Yeah.
And trying to get them into the lineup, but also having to have patience when there is no room for patience. And,
well,
kind of
how
that's
playing
out. And
you had Mark Stone getting like 4 minutes of power play time the other night, and our power play already pretty much sucks. And so I'm kind of like, I'm stuck between this. Should we just keep going with what we've had and then slowly implement them in, or do we have to just play them to the minutes that you would expect just as they were playing every other game this season? Because when you're in this desperate position, you feel like you want to go with what works. And I know that a lot of people are probably applying the similar debate, or at least similar logic, when it comes to, well, who's going to be our starting netminder tonight? Or who should it be? Because Robin Leonard hasn't played as great coming back. And that's not a knock on him, because he's had a really inconsistent season. It's hard to pick up and implement yourself back in with so much inconsistency. But also, Logan Thompson played incredibly well. This is a good problem to have. It is.
100%.
And so when you're trying to figure out what gas is going to get this car to go the furthest, sometimes it is in the lesser skilled people and the people that have been around this team for the whole season versus your Max Pacioretty's and your Mark Stones, because they're just trying to get their confidence found. They're just trying to get their feet wet. And with that, very easy to get tunnel vision, similar to that when you're, you know, desperate to get goals and nothing's working. Regardless, I'm going to go to my bread and butter and I'm going to set up Max Pacioretty for one-timers from the top of the circle. Well, everybody else knows that. Are the pucks going to get through? Can you adjust? Can we get a little bit lower? Can we get a little bit more imaginative? That's why it's a very tough, coaching decision tonight, and just the way that they deploy everybody, because this is clearly an opponent that's wiped the floor with them in the past and is not operating at the same level of urgency of the Golden Knights. I mean, even Coach Daryl Sutter, great quote, he always is, said earlier today, there's three different types of opponents you play, ones that are fighting for playoff positioning, ones that are fighting to make it, and the ones that are fighting for jobs or to stay in the organization. That's the how the teams are when you get this late. They are the team that aren't even really playing for playoff position because they can't be the number one overall seed in the West. That's the Avalanche. Golden Knights are not in the same tier.
100%.
And so, and sometimes that creates more problems. I always say be the highest energy in the room, but it's about being the right type of energy and not just doing busy work and throwing a bunch of pucks on net. Like, the Golden Knights need to be very intentional and very controlled, especially in their defensive zone, especially in transition, and the way that their eyes like to get big when they start seeing a couple rushes go back and forth. Well, now it's our turn. Well, now it's our turn. Do you have support back? Are we going to do another saucer pass across the top of the blue line and turn it over for an odd man rush? That can't happen tonight, because that's going to be in the back of your net every damn time.
Especially versus a team of this quality.
Yes.
Just a quick question, and you brought up Johnny Gaudreau. He just celebrated the 100-point mark, yep, milestone. Can you kind of, pardon my ignorance, put an equivalence, like, in terms of a Like, is this 50? Is this a 50 home run season?
This is a huge. It's 100 points is a big deal because we usually only have one or two players that sniffing around. I mean, the fact that Connor McDavid did it in the shortened season last year is ridiculous, but you can tell that offense is up, and we talked about this a few weeks ago. Be that because we're calling more cross checking penalties in front of the net. Be that because we've lowered the sizing for goalie pads. Be that we've made the neutral zone smaller, so the offensive zones are bigger. Scoring is up. And so we have, you know, damn near close to like 10 people around this. I mean, even Matthew Tkachuk is right there. It's absolutely within striking distance. But with Johnny Gaudreau and the dream that was his potential, this is what he can be. And it takes particular adjustments to get this out of players like Johnny Gaudreau, because he's not a guy that until probably the last 4 or 5 years was built for this league for the long haul, because he's a smaller player. But now this league is going towards smaller skilled players with speed, with good shots. And that's what he does. That's what he specializes in. And so the game has been catered to help him flourish. And so now that they have Daryl Sutter, now that they have support and goaltending just across the board, how can you not find success? In many ways, you're like, well, look at the heights that he can reach. Well, is this kind of like a Joe Mauer final season in the Metrodome type of feel though too, where it's just like, well, the dimensions are advantageous, the team is good, so when he goes up to bat, there's no pressure, there's always people on base, which he likes, so he can get those couple of blooper singles so that he can swing away later. Like, there's all these situational things that allow players to kind of relax certain decisions in their brain or just play more in that flow. And Johnny Gaudreau is absolutely the poster child for that this season. And so he's a very good player, and 100 points is absolutely an accomplishment. But if they're one of the best teams in the NHL and they don't lose a lot of man games to injury, I would expect somebody to be in that particular location. And it happens to be him. And so now it's about making sure that he can replicate it, because he's got a big-time negotiation for free agency this summer. I mean, it couldn't write any better for his agent.
No, 100%. This is the perfect situation.
Yep. And so he's an absolute threat. But the biggest threat, I think, to the Golden Knights, because he tends to find ways to produce, is Matthew Tkachuk. He has 17 points in 11 career games against the Golden Knights. He also leads all Flames players and penalty minutes against the Knights with 18. So he's finding ways to be loud, to be proud, and to make us hurt in multiple ways. And so they will need to shut down a very, very deep, prolific team in the Calgary Flames. What a tall task it is. One final segment before we send you back to the abyss that is your life. What it will entail? Well, we'll let you know after the break. 11:40 the bet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.